You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The 2022 budget is set to be delivered by the Minister of Finance, Grant Robertson, in 6 days. The annual budget will set the direction of New Zealand's efforts to combat climate change, allocating resources towards crucial areas such as transport, energy, and infrastructure. I spoke to Bronwyn Hayward, a professor in the Political Science Department of Canterbury University and a member of the IPCC Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, about how the budget might address climate change. I began by asking what sorts of investments she's anticipating with regards to addressing climate change efforts.
Well, I think many of us who work in climate are hoping that this will be a budget that will deliver on the big basics, which are to tackle transport, which is one of our biggest shares of emission alongside agriculture and has been growing regularly. So we'd be looking for an investment in public transport and also both providing low carbon public transport and making it easier and cheaper for people to take public transport, so some kind of subsidy for councils. I'd be looking also for ways in which we could see a reduction in emissions in the building industry. So we'd be hoping that there are some incentives for developers and builders to build with low carbon materials, because concrete itself is a particularly difficult material. And we'd be also looking for incentives across the board for employers and communities to make the right decisions in terms of low carbon well-being. And that might look like a range of things. It might look like investment in emissions trading, but it might also look like support for jobs and services that don't create really high emissions. And that ranges from the sort of jobs for nature schemes, but also teaching and nursing service work that has high well-being dividends but doesn't produce high emissions.
When it comes to addressing climate change and keeping New Zealand at a sustainable level of emissions, how important is the direction of government spending in terms of like agenda setting?
It's really important, because for the last 30 years we haven't seen significant spending in climate. We have been one of only two countries where our emissions budget is continuing to go up, our emissions overall as a country, and that's really shocking. All other countries have done a better job than us. So we've, for the last 30 years, really not spent the money that we need to spend. The difficulty is that this won't be a great vote winner, but it's doing the basics well. It's making the big changes that we need to shift to a low carbon, high well-being economy. And in the long term, our community will be safer for it. But in the short term, it's going to be a really hard sell to convince people, especially when you've got the offer of tax cuts and sort of exciting sugar hits in the background, that actually spending carefully on climate makes an enormous difference to all of us.
There are a lot of people who no longer believe that keeping the world below the coveted 1.5 degrees of warming is still possible. At what point do you believe the focus on spending must change to climate change resilience from prevention?
There are two things to that. One is that every war matters. So even if we break through the 1.5, extremely dangerous for low-lying coastal areas like much of New Zealand and particularly the Pacific, every temperature interval we go up higher than that will produce even more dramatic storms. So it isn't an either-or choice. It's going to be a continual issue for generations to come, actually. The second part is that the recent report on New Zealand sea level rise shows that our earthquake and instability in the country, together with the inevitable sea level rise that we're already locked into, means that communities are going to be exposed to flooding and coastal inundation 2 times faster than we expected. So that is a huge challenge, and as a country, we've got a lot of infrastructure, schools, houses, hospitals, ports, airports, that are all very close to the coast, and most of us, 65% of us, live within 5 kilometres of the coast. So this is going to need a big long-term spend. So it's not an either-or, resilience means we have to contribute to global efforts. We also have to protect at home.
And finally, if you had control of the government purse, what is the one thing in terms of climate change prevention or resilience that you believe would you would prioritise that the government itself might not be as likely to do?
I hope that actually they are going to prioritise reducing emissions in transport and making a more resilient stock. We have a very long, skinny little country where we've relied on roading. We need to think very carefully about how we get around, and also an investment longer term in energy sources that are lower emissions. But we also need to be thinking about how we use less energy. So thinking about investing in health, schools, teaching, nursing, those kind of professions, they're also low carbon jobs. We just don't think about them as that. So I would love to see the government and all New Zealanders starting to talk about what a low carbon wellbeing community looks like. And it's not just jobs for nature, it's jobs that support people in ways that reduce emissions.
That was Bronwyn Hayward from the University of Canterbury on how the 2022 budget might address climate change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.